Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Sky Ranch. Neighborhood first. Carlton Hills in Santee scores a composite crime score of 3 out of 10, below both California and the U.S. average, with lower than national levels of assault, robbery, and burglary. Sky Ranch further east earns an A safety grade. The vibe is classic suburban East County, quiet residential streets, community-oriented families and working adults, good schools nearby. Residents love the low crime and convenience to shopping along Carlton Hills Boulevard. The gripes are real though: car dependence, summer heat, and limited nightlife. If that sounds like your lifestyle, you'll fit right in. Now, the honest truth on Santee rentals right now: RentCast's live listings are all apartments. No houses or ADUs with garages are available in the current feed. That's the reality of today's inventory, and we're not going to pretend otherwise. Zillow's typical rent in Santee is $2,847 a month, up 2.9% year over year, one of the stronger rent growth figures in East County. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for smaller cities like Santee, so Zillow is the benchmark. On Mast Boulevard, 10,445 Mast Boulevard apartment 220 lists at $2,690 a month, 2-bed, 2-bath, 900 square feet, actually coming in just under the Zillow typical. That's your value pick. Over at Town Center Parkway, there are three units in the same complex. Unit 3211 at $3,738, Unit 1108 at $3,789, and Unit 3113 at $3,562, all 2-bed, 2-bath, 1,010 square feet. Premium finishes likely justify the jump, but confirm in-unit laundry and parking before you commit. As named complex fallbacks, Sunset Trails Apartments at 8,655 Graves Avenue carries a 3.3-star Google rating across 70 reviews. Read those reviews carefully before touring. Mountain View Villas at 8,527 Graves Avenue is rated 5 stars, though only 2 reviews, so take that with a grain of salt. If a house or ADU opens up in Carlton Hills or Sky Ranch, it'll move fast. Tap the screen to set up alerts and see what's live today.